this episode of the Ag Pro Podcast, we talk with John Guglielmi at Brandt Consolidated. John's been in the fertilizer business for more than 30 years, and he's held roles in serving both the wholesale and retail side of the business, as well as working with ag and turf customers. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, and this is the Ag Pro Podcast. Welcome to this edition of the Ag Pro Podcast. Joining me today is John Guglielmi, National Sales Director for Brandt. John, let's get kicked off. Tell our listeners a little bit about your background and how you got to where you are.
Sure. I've been in the fertilizer business for about 30 years. I've served on both the wholesale and the retail part of our business. So I've dealt with end users, whether that be growers or golf course superintendents or turf managers. Also, I've sold products that we've manufactured to dealers and distributors across the country and a short stint doing some international work. I've worked both in the ag and turf markets. So I have mainly concentrated in the southern markets, Florida and so forth, but through some experiences have had both the national and international experience. As you said, I'm currently the National Sales Director of Brandt Consolidated Specialty Formulations Division. So my responsibility is I oversee our sales in the ag, in the turf space, and as well as we have an aquatics group that I also oversee sales.
Yeah, so in that specialty formulations division, as you said, you're serving both ag and turf and ornamental markets. In what ways in serving those markets are the same or different for Brandt?
Well, the nice thing about the markets is that we are focusing on plant nutrition. So whether it be growing a crop on a broad acre or like a corn or soybean or cotton or peanut or wheat, or growing something specialty like vegetables or fruit trees or things like that. And then bridging that to the turf market, which is growing, it's a single crop. It's typically turf, grass of some sort. And the thing that's in common with both of those is that is the need for good plant nutrition. Growers, whether they be production growers or turf managers, are looking for several things in common. They're looking for high quality and high production. And the products that we manufacture that we take into those markets are able to help those growers and those turf managers accomplish both those goals.
So what makes Brandt's turf and ornamental offering perhaps different than some other companies?
We are very committed to leading the space in both markets for advanced fertility practices and concepts. There's a lot of companies out there that make very good NPK, very simple type fertilizers that go on, say the turf space. We really focus more on technology and how to drive nutrient efficiency. What can we do with the formulation that will accomplish an increase in the absorption of the nutrient that we might be applying? Or how can we improve the overall performance, whether it be increased root mass or ability to withstand stress during hot, dry periods? Or heavy traffic. So we really focus on those type of products as opposed to just offering, straight NPKs, which are still very important in growing the crop, but we've chosen to go more on the technology space. So that really, I believe, differentiates us from many other fertilizer companies that are out there serving both markets.
John, when you talk about this intense focus on technology in your products, I'm curious, tell us a little bit more about your R&D efforts as well.
Yes, we have a group that we call our Discovery and Innovation group within our Specialty Formulations Division. They are our research and development team. We chose the name Discovery and Innovation because we felt like it was a little bit more descriptive of what actually our mission at Brandt is, and that is to discover new ways, new technologies, new offerings to bring to the marketplace, and then also innovate, whether it be taking something that might have been used in another application, but figure out a way to innovate that and offering it in another application. So we have an extensive team. It's led by Brian Hashmeyer, as he is the head of our Discovery Innovation Group. We have a team of agronomists, we have field researchers, we have chemists on staff, we have formulators that oversee the production and the formulation of our products. With that, behind that, we have six laboratories. We have four here in the U.S. and two international laboratories that do a lot of the R&D work for us as far as figuring out formulations, looking at compatibilities, understanding performance in a tank and tank mix, because we know our products are not being applied by themselves. They're being added with something else that's going out onto that application. We have five domestic manufacturing facilities and two international manufacturing facilities. So these laboratories not only help support those facilities, they also allow for the check and balances to make sure that the formulations that we're doing in the plant, we bring them in, do quality control, quality assurance, to make sure that the batches are the same from one batch to the next. Again, that goes right to our mission of really having high quality products. And so Brian and his team are instrumental in not only developing products, concepts, ideas, but also to make sure that what we're putting out continues to be consistent and the best possible quality that we can offer to the market.
No, that's super interesting. And with that focus on quality on products, I'd like to maybe pivot a little bit and let's talk about go-to-market and how mm-hmm. Brandt is working with your ag distribution partners and your turf distribution partners to best promote and place those products with customers, like you said, whether they're growing corn, cotton, or turf.
And I think that's the beauty of what Brandt brings to the marketplace. We really go into our relationships with our distributors as a partnership and not just as a transactional relationship. We place a great emphasis on developing trust. Trust with the dealer distributor or the turf dealer distributor, and then extending that further into whether it be the farmer or to the turf manager. We make on-farm calls and we make on-site turf calls, call on golf courses, call on landscape companies, whatnot, to make sure that those individuals understand the way our products are built, the way they perform, and what their expectations should be. We believe that that having that trust, not only at our customer, which is our distributor, but also having a little bit further down in the supply chain, helps us to build the brand, to build the awareness, to build hopefully the loyalty to the products, because our customers become accustomed to the high expectation that they place on the Brandt products. So we hire individuals within the company. I oversee our sales teams. We have about 16 on our ag side, and we have six folks on our turf side that actively call on and have those relationships in the territory. But we really try to hire people that not only engender that trustworthiness, but also deliver the trustworthiness. We want to bring people in that have a good technical background, but also have the empathy for dealing with sales and understanding that that there are challenges out there, and then all of us are operating in a very highly and uber competitive marketplace. So we really focus on developing the partnerships, engendering the trust that comes with that partnership, and then delivering that through the products and ultimately the performance that the customers can expect.
John, thank you so much for all of your insights today on Brandt and specific to its specialty formulations division. And I think our listeners will really enjoy this. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Margie.
That concludes our conversation with John, and thank you for listening. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of Ag Pro, and please connect with us on Twitter at Ag Professional. We welcome any ideas for future interviews and subjects.